This is Hannah Fearman, and I'm here at Vet City Con with Chris and Chris, and they tell you to go fuck yourself.
Hi, everybody. Damian Leone, writer-director of Terrifier. Chris and Chris said go fuck yourself.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Mr. and Mrs. Team 1C and all the ships at sea, it's an all-new episode of the FWB Podcast. Here are your hosts, they put the suck in success. It's Chris and also Chris.
Not as mean as I was expecting.
Man, I'm pumped up.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Bill Nye the Science Guy and Gerudo Sandstorm.
Right? Like, I'm ready to run through a brick wall. I don't know about you. I'm hyped.
Yeah.
Gosh, this feels good. Oh, man. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm in the middle of, not right now, but, you know, I'm tortured. We talked about it before the show started. I'm going to put you on the spot because, you know, we were talking about how for the month of March, dear friend of the show, Tony, from the Tony Rose Morning Show, he had two tests of endurance for March. He went on one of those Spartan run or the Spartan weekends where there was like a 10K, a 5K, and a whatever else like the Spartan obstacle course things. Which is like, if you just hate your body, that's what you do.
Well, like, you know, I did that Warrior Dash back in the day, and like the Spartan race was also coming to around Lexington like a couple months after that. But like everything I read was like, no, like unless you're in like tremendous shape, like,
yeah,
the Warrior Dash is like a fun 5K mud run, blah, blah, blah. The Spartan race is like, don't do this unless you're like going to the gym five times a week.
Yeah, unless you basically do CrossFit constantly and lift very, very heavy things all the time. Don't do that. Like, apparently before he left for that weekend, the people who were running it sent out a video to everybody that were like, you know, they give you like a sneak peek of the obstacle course. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, right now is like whatever they call it. I know it's not like mating season, but it's like where they like it's kind of like the highest activity and they're breeding very heavily. And they're like, and they're all over the course, fire ants. So they're like, just be very careful because two of the people that we have that like ran through to like test all the stuff got swarmed by fire ants. So just be aware. And I'm like, and you're still going. Okay.
Fuck that. Fuck like, that. Fuck that.
You're going to get a fire ant in your pee hole, and that's going to be a problem. So he did that. That was like the body endurance, right? But then he also had the mind endurance where he said, because, you know, we had Vet City Con in March. And we had on the show, on the radio show, we had Paul Taylor, who played Pinhead in one of the, I think it was Hellraiser Judgment, and which is like ninth in the, it was the last one before the reboot. And so he said, well, I wanted to watch the movie that he was in, but I felt like I couldn't jump in at like number 9 in the franchise, so I had to start from the beginning. So his plan was the month of March, watch all of the Hellraiser movies, which like I struggle to get through one because I think Hellraiser is one of the worst horror franchises there is. It's like Hellraiser half a notch above Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and you know how I feel about that. So
big fan.
Yeah, huge fan. Huge fan. So, you know, and I've seen over the course of my life, I have seen all of the Hellraiser movies. And so, but like some of them, it's been a really long time. And because I think the last one before the reboot was like 2018. So it's been a little bit. And so he'll like come in every time I go to the radio, like he'll come in and he'll start talking about like, oh, this is the last one that I watched, or I'm 45 minutes into this one and I had to stop and blah, blah, blah. Like he watches them in sections. And so I told you, I said, I kind of was inspired by that where this week I have started it's much shorter and there's at least one good one, but I started the Anaconda franchise. And yeah, the third one has David Hasselhoff, so you know it's a sign of quality. And I just, don't know if I'm going to make it through that one. But there's four Anaconda movies, and then they did a crossover with Lake Placid, which I also love the first Lake Placid, but they made like four of those also for some reason. And so
did they really?
Yeah, I know they made two for sure, and they made a third one. Let me check and see how many they actually made, because and also the remake, the upcoming Chinese Anaconda sounds actually pretty awesome. Like, I'm gonna
read. There are six Lake Placid movies.
Oh my god! Thank God I don't have to do those. So here's the plot for the Anaconda Chinese redo, remake, whatever. Right. It says a group of circus performers on their way to what they think is a new performance location become stranded in a lush rainforest after the boat they were on and the captain leading the way are eaten and destroyed by an anaconda. They cross paths with a deadly poacher who is hunting the anaconda, who realizes that now he might now have enough bait to catch him. But being circus performers, they have a few survival tricks up their sleeves.
Yikes.
That sounds awesome. It says it's out. It says it came out March 1st in China. When can I watch it here in America?
I mean, you could try and find a way.
Let me, yeah, now I'm like, okay, the show's over. I'm going to start watching this Anaconda movie. Like, the show's canceled. So now your job, because that's what you want, is homework and a job when it comes to the show, is to find a non-A-list, non-A-tier horror franchise that you can watch all the entries of.
See, I was thinking The Ring, but then I was like, there's like seven or eight in the Japanese Ring series.
There's a lot. There is a lot.
And then there's three in the American. And I was like, that's like 10 or 11 movies.
That's a big commitment.
Give me until the end of the show. I'll do some research while we're chatting and see what I can come up with.
Because like that the whole kind of gimmick of it is you don't want like an A-list. Like you don't want a Friday the 13th, a Nightmare on Elm Street, a Halloween. You need to find an obscure one that somehow has like you know what would be a good one, I think, for you. And I'm not trying to influence your decision. If you don't want to do this one, it would be fine. Phantasm.
I mean, I have the box set.
Would be a solid one. I don't know when but it also has to be one either that like you haven't seen all of them or you haven't seen them all.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the downside is I've seen I think I've seen all but Phantasm Ravager.
Like you need, or it has to be one that either like you haven't seen all of them or you haven't seen them all in such a long time that you've kind of forgotten about them. So yeah, Phantasm would not be a good one for you. I retract that statement. But we'll work out.
You know what would be good if I hadn't already seen all four movies?
What's that?
Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, you would hate it so bad. That's a good one. But that would be tough to stomach, which would be in line with that, where gosh, that would be tough. Because, the first half of one is fantastic. Two has its moments, but it's not that great.
Three has a killer opening scene, and that's it.
Three is just awful, and four is bad. Like, four is just really bad. And I had such high hopes for 4. I was like, I wanted to love 4 so bad. And I was so excited when it started. And they, like, really what they should have done, and I think I told you this at the time, but the way that they could have and should have started Jeepers Creepers 4 was they needed to just buy the friggin' rights to that Unsolved Mysteries segment.
Mm-hmm.
And like admit the fact that they like own up to it that the guy friggin' ripped it off, like, okay, fine, you know, but like buy the rights to that section and play that. And then like you have the two people riding in the car and they're like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, but then I heard this, that, and the other. And then you like have the people in the car spin the extra yarn about, oh, I heard it was the creeper who blah, blah, blah. And, but I know like they probably don't want to exploit a real life tragedy for it, because it really like the Unsolved Mysteries one really was like a guy killed his ex-wife, mm-hmm. and then killed himself. So like tragedy, I get it. Probably don't want to like glorify that and dig that back up. But like, that comes around anytime you do another Jeepers Creepers movie anyway. But yeah, Jeepers Creepers 4 sucked out loud, sucked on ice. But yeah, so yeah, during the course of the show, we're going to need to come up with a horror franchise for you that is not one of the ones that we've already mentioned. Lake Placid, too much. First one's good. The rest of them I can't imagine are any good at all. So, you know, oh, you know what also would be a good one? I think they made 3 of them, but we've seen them recently as the Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they did that third one that was like the eco conservation group.
That somehow had worse CGI than like the Sharknado movies.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, real bad. So bummer. And we've seen all the Wrong Turns way too much. Like, we turn on Wrong Turn movies just to kill time for fun.
No, like literally we watched Wrong Turn 4 like recently.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It's just like, all right, which Wrong Turn do you want to do? How about 4? All right, cool. Cause there's
not
so
3 or 6.
No. Next time will be 5.
Works for me.
See, that's what
speaking
happens.
Of Pinhead.
Yeah.
It has Doug Bradley.
That's true. It does. See how we tie it all together? It's how the show works. It's magic. It's magic. Yeah, none of that was anything that we had planned to talk about. So, there you go. That's just a bonus. That's what happens on this show, is you just get
all welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome for hearing extra time. The first 13 minutes of the show, unplanned.
Oops.
Oops. We did it again. Which also, if you haven't heard the Tenacious D cover of Hit Me Baby One More Time from Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, I have.
Incredible. And all it does is it makes me want an entire album that is just Tenacious D covers of 1990s and early 2000s pop songs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, give me that album. I want it. I want to hear them sing, you know, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and... gosh, wait, hold on. What was that song? Hold on. I'm going to look up the lyrics because I don't know.
NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I don't know. Like, are you thinking like O-Town?
No, I'm thinking, yeah, Summer Girls by LFO. Can you imagine a Tenacious D cover of Summer Girls by LFO?
I'm here for it. I would definitely be on board with that.
I think that would be amazing. But anyway, again, that's me just.
And some Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden.
Oh, yes. Like, that is what I'm here for. But yeah, so yeah, completely and totally, that was unplanned. But here we are. So because initially we were going to talk about things like we have this chat where we like have topics that kind of like linger.
Yeah.
And it's through nobody's fault. It's like usually what happens is exactly this is we have ideas for stuff that we really want to talk about. And then we get sidetracked in other stuff, or like we usually pick like two things that we want to talk about and we go way over in one. And then we're just like, well, we'll talk about that next time. And then it just kind of gets like shuffled to the back, never to come back again. And I think this one has been around, like we've been tossing this back and forth for a while,
like a hot minute.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. And so we're finally going to get to it now. It is and normally I have a much better you know, intro for it, but now I don't, so
whatever,
you know, it's fine. And so instead, well, I'm just gonna flat out say it, things that you have been blamed for that you didn't do, things that maybe and then also I want to throw in a fun wrinkle at the end to see if you have any of these that I'm going to throw out afterwards. But let's first talk about things that you might have been blamed for that you just didn't do.
So do you want me to start with a funny one involving someone we know?
Oh, yes, please.
So back when I was living in a townhouse where we met, and I was going to see a movie with, I'm trying to remember, like, it was a midnight movie at the Kentucky, but I can't remember, like, I can't remember what it was. But it was me, my cousin, and my roommate Peacock, and like a couple other people were there, just like odd and end friends. I can't remember what ended up happening, but Peacock needed directions home. And I was like, dude, you're going to go down to the end of this street. You're going to go left on Broadway.
All right.
I was like, you're going to go left on Broadway, and that's literally a straight shot to Harrodsburg Road, which will take you like basically back to around where we live. And I think I had to like, I think I had to drive like a drunk friend home or something. So my cousin and John rode together. So John just goes to the end of the street where I tell him to and goes right. And my cousin even says, he's like, I think you were supposed to go. And he's like, no, Chris said right.
No, you didn't though.
So I like get my buddy home. I head home and like, he's furious with me. He's like, you said to go right. And I was like, no, dude, I said left. I was like, I've driven in downtown Lexington several times. Like, I wouldn't tell you to go like further into downtown.
Right.
He's like, no, you said right. And like, would not fucking take no for an answer. And my cousin was like, I even tried to tell you he said left. But yeah, like, couldn't accept his own blame that he'd misheard me. Couldn't, like, you know, just completely and utterly my fault. But I did nothing wrong in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, directions is always a real fun one. Especially when it's like, when, like, the days of, like, Google Maps and stuff before it was really good, when Google Maps was, like, crap and like you couldn't trust Google Maps at all, and it has since gotten a whole lot better, but like there was a point where like you didn't trust the GPS, so you would just ask somebody like, hey man, how do you get there? And yeah, so directions is always a very hairy thing to have to convey to somebody, because yeah, they're always going to miss a step somewhere. And you know, you had like, there was that evolution of directions where it was like you started out with the like way back in the day, pretty much before my time and your time, was like the paper maps. And then you had, you could order the triptychs from AAA and they would send you like the printout. And then you had like the, you'd go on MapQuest and you'd type in the directions and you'd print them off.
Oh yeah.
Gosh, I remember those days where like you had the thick stack of paper and you're like, yeah, just follow the MapQuest. And it's like 876 steps to go six blocks. And you're like, this is very complicated. And then finally we got to Google Maps and Waze and all that stuff, which Waze, if you really love seeing neighborhoods, you can cut a lot of time out of your trip. Because you don't do like any main roads when you do Waze.
When I was having a when I had my old SUV, I knew it was on its last legs, and I was like scared to get on 64 coming back from Louisville. So I found some way that took me like, I think I was only on 64 for like 4.5 miles. So it was like, thankfully it was a nice, like warm October day. I had the windows down, music going, but it was just like, I am terrified. So I like put Google Maps of like no highways, no interstates.
Yeah. Like just not doing that. I love how it gives you the option now where you can do like no toll roads and stuff like that. Like they give you a lot of options where you can like pick some stuff. You know, you get a lot of options when it comes to routes. I could spend all day on this topic, talking about like at various jobs. One job in particular, and I'm going to be as vague as possible about this because it's been a little bit, and I'm sure, I am beyond sure that nobody there listens to the show, but I'm just trying to be as nice as possible because I'm about to really railroad them. because I worked at a job where like I got there, like when I started, it was very obvious that nobody really knew what they were doing. And it was very much a case where like it was a marketing job, and like nobody in that group like really understood basic marketing concepts. And like it was so bad, it was like to the point where like I second guessed myself on a lot of stuff because like they didn't understand what I was talking about. And like, so I'm telling them things and I'm like using like terms and phrases that you would expect would be like people in that industry would know. And they're like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what? Like to the point where I was like, am I one of those people that like, you know, they're so dumb that they think they're super smart? Because I would be like I would go through like a whole thing. And I literally, I would lay out like this entire thing, and they would just be like, I don't get what that is supposed to be. And I'm like, are you, what? Like, this is very basic. It's like developing a marketing plan, and it's like, you know, for this age group, here is why advertising here is a good idea. And they're like, I just don't understand that. And I'm like, what? So, I don't know how much of this you know of like when I left that job and like the crazy controversy that was around when I left that job.
Oh, I believe I know a decent amount about it.
Because like my boss, I won't say boss because they weren't really a boss in that like way. They were my supervisor, and they did a terrible job at that also. But my supervisor, my boss, whatever, like was so clueless about how everything worked and like how the job worked and like basic marketing concepts that like I got accused of basically going to work for, I guess, what would be like 6 months and just not doing anything. And so this is the boss that, like, when I was hired, like, because the way that the hiring situation worked was there was like a hiring committee that interviewed everybody, and then they picked the candidate. And then and like my ultimately my boss was not on that hiring committee. And like my boss asked, like the hiring committee went to my boss and said, we want to hire this guy. And they were like, no, pick somebody else because I don't want to hire him. And they were like, yeah, no, like there wasn't, like he is going to be good at this job. And so like we're picking him. And so, like, my boss didn't even want me in that job from day one, from before day one. And so, like, kind of had it, you know, like, kept trying to slant things to make it look like I was not doing a good job. And so, basically, like, yep. And so, like, My boss, like, it got to the point where, like, my boss flat out told me that they were like, I don't believe you that you're doing the work that you say that you're doing. And so I produced the paperwork backup that was like, here's the billing statements that show that we ran ads for this time. The report that I gave that shows it was for this amount. Here's the chart that shows that it was for this amount. That became, you photoshopped those reports.
You photoshopped those reports?
Like, you made it up. And I was like, excuse me? And so, basically, and like, like, at odds with my boss, like, this entire time. And so, like, all of that was like, I was being accused of all of that. And, like, had this big meeting, and I was like, you know, they were sitting there and they were like, you just need to tell us and admit that you were, that you've made up these reports and stuff. And I was like, it's not my fault that you guys don't understand what this job is. Like, you don't understand the work that this job does. Like, you don't understand the concepts that I'm doing, and like you don't get it. So it has to be that I'm doing it wrong because you don't understand it. And like, of course, you know, that doesn't go over well because I'm basically like, you're ignorant to this. So don't, because you don't understand it, it doesn't mean that I'm doing something wrong. And so basically what I did was, like, admittedly, like when I knew that things were not going well and time was limited, like I took a lot of liberties.
Oh yeah.
Like probably more, like definitely, like especially looking back, like more than I should have. And there's a lot that I really don't, like, I'm not going to get into, but there was a lot of liberties that I took that were like, looking back on it, like it was because I was so like young and ballsy that I was like, fuck them, what are they gonna do? Like, and I look back at it now and I'm like, yeah, shit. Like, I would definitely not do that today because that's pretty, like, there's a lot that could have gone wrong with that. But like, I applied for another job, got it. Like, I got that job. And then, like, here's where I become the asshole. Like, so I got that job. And then I never told him. And like, I really wanted to get that job and like start immediately. But I had like a 2 week where they were like, give him a 2 week notice and work that out. And then then you can start work here, like, because we got to get this stuff ready for you. So, like, your start date will be this time, and it's, like, 3 weeks from now. And I was like, damn it. So I never gave him a notice. And so one Friday, I just, like, packed up all my shit, and I just left. And I just left, like, at the end of the day. Like, I worked my day. And, like, that Friday afternoon, like, I just left, like, 5 minutes early. I just, like, packed up all my shit and left. And then I waited until Monday morning. And, like people from the office were, like, they started texting me. And they were, like, hey, like, are you okay? I see that you're not in. Because I was always, like, the first one in, right? I was always, like, 10 minutes before everybody else. And so, like, when people started to text me, like, hey, like, is everything okay? Like, you're not here. That's when I sent in my, please accept this as my resignation effective immediately.
Ooh.
And I just fucking waited. I just waited until, like, that Monday at, like, 8:30 in the morning. And then I was like, fucking deuces. And I was like, here's the thing about it. Like, but you're, I was like, number one, I knew that would make my boss super happy to read that. But number two, the other thing that I didn't think about was that day that I sent it was April Fool's Day.
Didn't know that part of the story.
And so I was like, I have a chance to do something really funny the next day. But I didn't. I was done. But, like, yeah, it was the day that I sent it and the day that I emailed it in. Like, I didn't call. I didn't say anything. I just, like, fucking emailed it and then just, like, never checked that email again. That was, it was April 1st. And I was like, I wonder if they're waiting for me to send another one, like, 10 minutes later that's, like, April Fools. And then they were going to be like, nope, too late. Like, they try and do that shit.
Nope, fuck off.
So I was like, now, like, I'm going to let them sit on it and think that it might be an April Fool's Day joke and then just never show up again. And I didn't. And I've never seen anybody from that job ever since then. So, you know, no big deal. But yeah, so I had a lot of stuff blamed on me and accused of that, like, but I did do. But they were accusing me that I didn't do. So I know that wasn't really the prompt, and I just went on for, like, 10 minutes about something that really didn't fit.
Yeah, whatever.
But that was, like, that's the biggest one for me is, like, you know, shit that I was accused of that, like, I guess that I was accused of like, making up work and stuff. And I was like, no, like, I did it. Like, so I didn't not do the work. I did it. But I got really accused of it and railroaded on that job, so that place sucks.
So I probably should have included this on one of my, like, Tales from Retail Hell sit down stand-ups I've been doing, but did I finally get the name right?
The sit down stand-up, hell yeah, buddy.
Cool.
Proud of you today.
So it's summer of 2009. I'm working at a chicken place that's not open on Sundays.
Hell yeah.
And I get a I take the entire middle of a week off. I take, like, a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
All right.
Because I can't fucking remember why, but I took the time off. Didn't want to be there, like, had the spare money to take. Oh, I think it was because I was moving. I think that's what it was. I think it was when I was moving from the town, like, from the first apartment I lived in to me and some friends rented a house after that.
All right.
So I get back to work, and it's Saturday, and Saturdays were always busy. We were in a food court, you know, like, it was always very busy. So our store operator was, like, really hands-on at that point. Like, he was in the store and everything. Like, and so I go up front, I get something to drink, and I, like, go back to the kitchen, keep doing my work. All of a sudden, like, the store operator and, like, you know, the basically, like, you know, his number one guy, like, the another guy on the management team, both, like, corner me, and they're like, office now. And, like, the office wasn't going to be big enough for all three of us to stand in, much less the two of them to sit down and me to stand there. So, like, they go in there, and the operator's sitting down, the other guy's standing, and he's like, "We just gave away $130 because of you." And I was just like,
"What?
What?" So I was like, "What are y'all talking about?" They were like, "Yeah, a guy came in earlier this week, and you told him that since he was buying two trays for a funeral, we weren't going to charge him." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" So this guy had come in and basically said that he'd come in, seen me, like, you know, shirt and tie and everything for the managers, and turned to one of the cashiers and was like, "Oh yeah, I had a funeral wake and I bought two trays, and that guy said since they were for a funeral, I could come by and get it refunded." And instead of coming to ask me about it, the manager, who's like, you know, the number one guy of the operator, is like trying to like yell at me about this. And I was like, so I just kind of like look at him and I'm like, "It didn't cross either of your minds to come speak to me about this before you just gave someone $130.
Jeez.
And I was like, "When is he saying he came by?" He said, and they were like, "Well, he said he came by and bought the trays on Thursday." And I just looked at both of them and I was like, "Was I here Thursday?" And they were both fucking dumbfounded. Like, they didn't know, like, it hadn't crossed their minds before they decided to, like, corner me and have this, like, you know, this blame game conversation with me where I was just kind of like, "Y'all were basically accusing me of doing something I didn't do on a day I wasn't even fucking here."
Right.
So, the number one, his name was Steven, not the operator, but the other manager. His name was Steven. He doesn't apologize or anything. He just goes, "It's busy up front. I got to go." And I just like look at Kyle. Well, that was the operator's name.
Yeah.
I just look at him and he's just kind of like, he's just silent for a second. And I go, "I can stand here and wait for an apology."
And I will.
And he was just like, "I'm sorry, didn't even think about it." And I was like, "That's obvious. I want one from him too." And then I just went back to what I was doing in the kitchen. And like after the lunch rush, Steven came back and he was like, "Can we go talk?" And I was like, "Sure, as long as you're going to apologize to me." Because like I'd made no qualms about it. I was letting everyone know.
Yeah.
Like everyone else that was working in kitchen with me, I was like, "Listen to this fucking bullshit." Except, you know, at that place where I was working, I probably worded it a little differently.
Yeah, so you might have used a couple of different words, but...
I was like, they are... And I believe one of them was even Steven's wife. And I was just like, "This is what your husband just tried to blame on me."
Ha!
So, yeah, he came. He gave me some, like, half-hearted bullshit apology. And I was just kind of like, "Okay."
Did he give you one of those, like, "Hey, I'm sorry that you got upset"? Like the worst kind.
He basically said something. He was like, "Well, I'm sorry I didn't look at the schedule before I talked to you." It was just like, he didn't like me because there were several times I reminded him that he wasn't my boss. Because he was just another member of the management team. He wasn't like head manager or anything like that. He was just, he was on the same like we were on even footing and he didn't like that. But yeah, I got some half-hearted apology for him. But yeah, it was just this whole big fucking, like, no one came to talk to me about it. No one even checked the schedule. And it supposedly I said this on a day I wasn't even at work.
Yeah, I love that. I love the when you're able to like fire back with like, you know, something easy like that. It's like, "Did you even look at that?" And it's like super obvious that they didn't. But they're like, "Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, shit is right." It's why I'm glad. Two things. Like, number one, I'm glad that I do not work in a place where it's like a public, the general public facing job, because the general public is the worst. And number two, I am glad that I do not work in a retail position anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what I do. Would you consider my job retail now? Or just kind of like retail adjacent?
Yeah, I think retail adjacent would be a better description. Yeah. Cause yeah, like I would not consider that like directly retail. Like it's in one of those weird spaces. It's kind of like a weird hybrid kind of space of like a couple of different, you could make a case for like a couple of different like industry classifications that way with yours.
Yeah.
And yeah, mine is all like, I deal with internal customers. So, like all of my customers that I work with are also employees. So they all get it. Like they all, like the struggle, and they know the process. And so I'm like, yeah, like this is how it goes. Like, here are my deadlines and here's like the timetable. Like they understand it, where I'm like, it's going to take 2 weeks. And they're like, okay, yeah. Cause I understand the process. Where like, if you tell that to somebody, you know, who's like in the general public, they would be like, what the hell do you mean? Just do it. But like, you know, an internal customer like understands it. So yeah. Oh God. Like working with the general public, like, is the friggin' worst thing in the world.
Oh yeah. People are stupid.
Yeah. That's a,
people are fucking stupid.
Who was it? Was it George Carlin that had the quote that was like, you know, imagine like the person, like someone that you know that is like of medium intelligence, and half the people in the world are dumber than them. And you're just like, shit. Like, there's so many dumb people out there.
Yeah, it's the, like, what do you call the stupidest guy who graduated med school?
Yeah. Doctor, unfortunately. Doctor,
yeah.
And like, I'll tell you when I feel stupid. I'll tell you when I, and I just got done with it. I never, there's two times that I never feel smart. And one of them is, as you know, this recently, trying to use someone else's shower. And yours is different because like now I understand how to use it. Like I just used that like as a joke, but,
oh yeah.
But like, yes,
don't know which towel to use.
Oh God. Oh my God. Yeah. We'd never tell that story ever. Where's the be quiet. We don't ever talk about this. Something about a towel. Nope. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation. We just don't talk about that. There's that. But also, doing my taxes.
Oh yeah.
I feel like a dipshit, trying to do taxes because, fucking math, like, yeah, I don't understand any of it, but finally got taxes done, which is great. So feel good about life because taxes are done. No, I like just that they're done is good. But like I like to think that I am of at least like moderate intelligence, and so like when I have these situations where I feel really stupid, I'm like, so this is how the other half lives.
Well, yeah, no, it's like you'll see those people who will post their IQ scores and it'll be like 91 and they'll be like, this is what it looks like to be a genius. And it's like,
yeah, because then on the bottom it will be like, in a room full of 1,000 people, you're smarter than 31 of them. And they're like, suck it, bitches. And you're like, oh, not the flex that you think it is, homeboy. Yeah. Like, not the flex. I also like the people that like they post on social media like every fucking thought that they have in their brain, and like they don't have a filter of like maybe this isn't something for the entire world to know, but then like every fifth or sixth post will be like about how they can't keep a relationship. And it's like,
oh God.
And it's like, yeah, because like you're insane. Like you are absolutely insane. And because you post every, like you literally post an update that's like, this burrito is too hot. And then you're like, you fucking wonder why nobody can stand to be around you. Gosh, that sounded really mean. And like oddly specific, but we're just going to move on from there. I also have a real creepy thing that I can't talk to you about on the show yet. I'll have to text it to you later. That is currently happening to me. That's kind of creepy, but I can't talk about it. But well, I'll text you like either after the show or tomorrow, because I know timing wise gets funky. But yeah, weird. So. Next week, by the way, as I'm looking over here, we have to figure out how we're going to give away tickets to FrankenCon.
Oh yeah,
in Tennessee, because I've got in my hot little hands 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 2-day weekend passes for FrankenCon in, I believe it's Knoxville, Tennessee. So we'll have all of the details about that and a giveaway. I know that was like a complete and total left turn, but we're going to give away some tickets to that next week, starting next week, because we'll give away a bunch. I got 5 to give away. I don't know. We'll give away at least 2.5 weeks worth where we can give away a pair. So so it'll be a good time. Yeah, we had another topic to talk about, but now we're at 48 minutes, so I don't think we can really get that one in. Okay. How about, because we still haven't come up with a mid-grade horror franchise for you to watch.
So I thought of one. I've got a couple options.
All right, hit me with it. We're going to decide this. This is going to be exciting.
So the first thing I came up with was The Purge.
Ooh, okay.
Because I've only ever seen the first and last one.
Okay.
And I did not know there were 5 movies in the series.
That's right in line with Anaconda and less than Hellraiser, so that you're in the sweet spot.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's a strong candidate.
I was gonna make a joke about the Amityville Horror series, but there are 51 movies.
Oh my god, there's even that one. Oh god, hold on, there's one. If you did, there's one that you would have to watch, and let me see if I can.
Is it Gas Chamber?
No.
I've told you the premise of Gas Chamber, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell the people again.
Do it.
Fuck it. Amityville Gas Chamber was done because the premise of the fact that, like, Amityville Horror wasn't trademarked or copywritten.
Yeah.
Or Amityville wasn't. So you can do Amityville anything. They've done Amityville in space, Amityville Activity, blah, 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 blah. So this person made a movie called Amityville Gas Chamber, where it's a guy sitting in a room, like, in front of a green screen with a backdrop of a, like, fancy room, farting for 55 minutes.
That's the way. No, I've got one. I've got one that I'm about to send you a picture of the cover, and it like just know that this is a real movie, and I would demand that this be part of it. Like I would say like, you know, pick X number of however many, but you would have to watch this one because this is a real legitimate movie that has a Blu-ray release and everything. I just can't wait to hear your reaction.
What?
Yeah, real movie. That's part of the Amityville continuity.
Okay.
Yeah. Has a director's cut. An extended cut with 10 extra minutes. Over an hour of behind-the-scenes footage. And the director's cut version of the director of this movie's 2017 feature film, Gay for Prey, The Erotic Adventures of Jesus Christ.
What?
There's over 5 hours of content on that Blu-ray. And now I feel like I have to have it.
Yeah.
Because the back of it, literally, the quote, like, you know how they always have, like, the critic quotes on the back? Quote on the back says, "More nudity than you can shake your dick at." And that just screams that I need to own that movie. So that's
Like that.
That's
like, don't like that at all.
Yeah, so it's a real movie. So, it, like, don't pick Amityville, or I'm going to make that that you would have to watch that one too. I'm like, I have power over you to make you do that, but I would, I would nag you about it to death until you watched it, just so that you would, and then you would hate your life like Tony hates his for watching all the Hellraisers, and I'm about to hate mine for watching all the Anacondas. So, no, I think The Purge is a very solid choice.
I think Purge is probably going to be the go-to.
And so what we'll do is next week we'll check in with how we're doing and see how far we each have gotten in our respective franchises and compare. See, I like this. It's like a book club, but we watch movie franchises and we watch different ones. So it's not like a book club at all.
Whatever. I mean, I'm fine with it.
Which, by the way, speaking of book clubs, I think next week, is the perfect time to return to a favorite of ours. Can we bring it back next week?
Yes. Yes, we can.
I think next week.
Yes, we can.
For those of you uninitiated who don't know what that is, that means that next week we will have the triumphant return of Jail Mail, or as we call it around here, what?
Co-respondents.
Oh man, I have because here's the problem that we have. Like, since we've come back in January, we have not had a single one.
Oh gosh.
And I unfortunately for us, like, they're piling up. Like, we've got a lot. Like, we have a lot. And we need to start getting through some of these, and so I think starting next week we're gonna have to start ramping up how often we have Jail Mail. So next week, Jail Mail for sure. It's happening.
I'm in.
Can't get away from it. Jail Mail. So we'll have that, and we might have the other thing that we were going to talk about today, but didn't.
Yay!
Because porn. I've got a lot of thoughts about what we were going to talk about, but we didn't, because I've been really, really deep diving into a lot of them. And we have to discuss, number one, if we even support the concept or not, and then what makes them good versus not good. So we'll talk about all that next week, maybe, if we have time after jail mail. But jail mail has to be our number one.
Jail mail and then the other thing, which is good because it gives me a little bit of time to kind of do some research, I guess.
Yeah. And then while I cry about how I got suckered into buying the GameStop Plus whatever membership over the weekend. I got suckered into it because they were the only place in town. I went to the GameStop in the mall, and they were the only place in town. They had the last of the Ghostbuster pops from the new movie that I needed.
Oh, nice.
And they had like that. Like I needed three, and they legit had one of each of those three in stock, and they're the only place in town I've seen them. So I was like, shit, I'll go ahead and do it. And the guy was very nice and like caught me at a weak moment where I was like, you know what, let's give it a shot and try it. He was nice enough to turn off the auto renew. So that was good.
Yeah, I've got that turned off too.
So I'll decide if I want to keep it or not, at the end of the year. I probably won't get my money's worth out of it, but it caught me at a weak moment because I used to have it and then I let it lapse, and it's been a few years since I've had it, and so decided to bring it back. So it is what it is. So we'll see if I get my money's worth out of it. But at the time of this recording, Dick Cheney's alive, and we sit at 24,337
Jesus
subscribers, because no, I had the volume down. Turn it back up. So you please be subscriber number 24,338 if you are not already subscribing. Just kidding, because by the time you hear this, we're going to be well into the 24,500s, probably. So
you better be.
Because I made the bold prediction, and I don't know if it's gonna come true, that I think if everything holds steady and holds, you know, if it remains on track like it has been, then we will hit 25,000 before the opening video of night one of WrestleMania 40 will start.
Oh, shit. That'd be awesome.
Like, we're on track to break 25,000 subscribers before night one of WrestleMania 40. Maybe not the pre-show, but the actual show. It's going to be
the event.
Close. Yeah, it's going to be damn close. Okay. If not night one, then night two. But, because, yeah, we're 24,337 right now. So if you haven't already, go to youtube.com/@TN2M shows. You can also find the link on TN2Mshows.com and make sure to subscribe. The last videos that we've got, your last sit down stand up, doing great.
Yay.
My latest episode of the Bonafide or Bogus Trivia Show, doing right underneath it, right behind it. So we're both of our videos are doing real well, and a new weekly wrestling memes video has probably, by the time everybody hears this, will have already hit. So there's that as well. So there's something to like for everybody. So go and subscribe and stay tuned, because we got some big stuff coming, throughout the year. So, because there's also something that I need to schedule with you if you want to be a part of it. We got to pick a day.
Ooh, I'm in for this.
That I think is going to be great, and we can do this anytime. So we just need to pick a day. Okay. But I'll tell you about that after the show. But with that, that's all I got. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel and check us out on YouTube. And we'll be back with you next week. We're excited to be here. And, yeah, until then, we'll be back next week. My friends, stay safe, stay happy, keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for being our friends. You think Punk would interview with us so all three of us can just bash AEW? With benefits.